This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, find peace, guidance, inspiration, and wisdom with Abdel Fattah Day Yemi's official app.
Why is polygamy so difficult? There are many reasons. Number one, there are different types of Muslims and their attitudes towards the practice of Islam. Although the Quran says, "Wakullan wa'adallahu al-husna," Allah has promised everybody to reward them as He would. Number one, we have the passive Muslim. This one doesn't actively practice Islam because he doesn't have the knowledge and is not bothered to learn anything about Islam. They may identify as Muslims, but they don't make any effort. Even attending Islamic programs, you don't see them there. Number two, we have elitist Muslims. This one believes that they are superior to other people due to their knowledge, their level of Western education. You see doctors, you see professors, and you see successful businessmen and women among these elites. Their own perception of polygamy is different from that of other people, because they have been so westernized that they begin to rationalize why should they practice polygamy when nothing taught them in school that they should marry more than one wife. Number three, the nominal Muslim. This one is similar to the passive Muslim. They participate in cultural traditional practices, they participate in Eid celebrations, and sometimes they just show their faces here and there when it is Salah. Then number four, we have ideological Muslim. He holds strong beliefs and convictions about Islam and the role in society. These are the people who advocate for Islamic values and principles even in public life. The ideal is for everyone to practice Islam at a certain standard, and sometimes on a black or white basis. There is the good side and there are the bad side of being an ideologist Muslim. Almost everything is haram if it's not halal. And almost everything is halal if it's not haram. But in between, they don't have anywhere to stand. You either wear hijab the way he wants you to wear it, or you are not a practicing Muslim woman. Such person's attitude to polygamy is different from that of a nominal Muslim. And then we have number five, the Muslim on call. You know what that means? It is only when it benefits him that you see him there. If he has nothing to benefit, he will not go there. These are the ones who turn Islam to a supermarket religion. You say, give me this one, I don't want that brand. I will prefer this one, I will practice this one. I agree with Islam, but this one, I don't like it. Okay, I'm a good Muslim, but you know, I may not wear my hijab. God sees my heart. This kind of Muslim's attitude to polygamy is different from those other ones we have mentioned. And number six, the conscious Muslim. And this is the one who is aware of his actions and he strives to follow Islamic teachings and Allah's guidance. He may not get it perfectly, but you see that he's growing and he's humble about it. He doesn't criticize you about your deen, and if you criticize him, he will thank you and he will move on. Now, these six categories of attitude to Islam, people can interchange into this from one point to the other. I'm not criticizing which one is better, which one is worse, but I think to be a conscious Muslim is what you require for polygamy. Think about it. Number two, timing and age. If you observe very well, polygamy often falls within the period a husband is going through his midlife crisis. Midlife crisis starts anything from 40 and above, sometimes from 40 to 70 for some men. At this time, it's neither old nor young. It is an aberration of the similitude of adolescence. An adolescent boy is neither a boy nor a man. He's fixed somewhere in between. These men going through midlife crisis, most of the time they don't know that that's what's happening to them. This is the time he's struggling to get a career that is running. And this is time he's wondering, am I young or am I old? He begins to feel some depreciation and some reduction in his manliness. His strength will be waning, and he's confused in his head. Some of them, this is the time they join clubs. They say, I'm joining Rotary Club, I'm doing Rotary Club. This is the time some of them join cults, though they won't tell anyone. This is the time some of them join politics, though they can't win. And this is the time some of them have all of these problems. Midlife crisis is a time when he's thinking of marrying another wife, because part of the thing that happened to men is that he begins to see unconsciously that so in a few years' time, I'm going to be old. I will not have strength anymore. All these energies in me, I'm going to be using it on only this woman. That same time is a time the woman is approaching her premenopause. She has flashes. She's beginning to think of her identity. Who exactly am I? Am I supposed to stay with this man like this for the rest of our lives? Flashes, problems, hormonal imbalances. So many things are happening on in her life. She is dealing with emotional roller coaster and a hormonal tohu bohu. I don't know what that means. So this also coincides with when the couple is dealing with their adolescent children. They are confused about how to raise these boys and these girls. So all of these things added together, most couples don't realize that this timing is wrong to even talk about polygamy. Because some of the guys, this is the time they start looking attractive to the ladies. This is the time he has spent his younger age looking for money. Maybe by the time he reaches this age, Allah is beginning to bless him. And he feels, am I going to continue like that? Why don't I rebrand and marry somebody else? Now you see, all of these things I'm talking about, everybody concerned has some complicated emotional upsy-turvy going on in their life. So that timing can affect the perspective or perception of people towards polygamy. Number three, why polygamy is difficult. The perceptions of yours about polygamy is one of the reasons. If you grow up from a failed polygamous home, you are likely to detest the practice of polygamy. Also, if you have never been in a situation that can put you in a polygamous marriage, you won't really get it. In fact, you will have no idea. You will think other people are just wasting their time if what made some people to have to do polygamy has never happened to you. Has your husband ever died before? Have you ever been a widow before? Have you ever been 30-something and no husband before? If you want to learn how to be patient, don't learn from a woman that got married and has many children. In fact, started having children from the second year of marriage. She cannot teach you about patience. But go and ask a woman who was married for 15 years before she had a stillbirth once. She is in the right position to tell you what it is to be patient with Allah. Apart from that, women are pleciously single. That means there are plenty, boku, that are single. Many of them are perplexed. Galore of them are ignored. Some of them are lonely in fears. Some of them are waiting in tears. Some women are hurt by the thorns that life hurls on their path. Their hearts are bleeding. Their self-worth is spilling. They are screaming soundlessly to the mirror. Some of them are crying silently to their pillows. Such singles have to wait much longer than their biological needs can withstand. The call of nature sounds louder from the way their biological clocks keep ticking on and on and on. They couldn't press pause on time. Some others have suffered from devastating disappointments from previous relationships, and some of them from a traumatizing sexual abuse, stigmatizing illness, or some embarrassing physical defects. Some are looking for financial stability. Some are looking for suitable, acceptable suitor. And some of them are looking for compatible prospective spouse. Those of them that are divorced, they get stuck in the mess of separation and they have lost their glow in life. Loneliness has afflicted them with broken hearts that won't even stop bleeding. The trauma of bereavement and the isolation that follows bereavement have increased the likelihood of widows suffering from depressions that are connected with grief and loneliness. It is not her fault that the wind blew her husband's eyes shut in the sweep of sleep. Is it not remarried that would blur up the vivid memory of the sad loss from her mind? Is it not marriage that could reconfigure her psyche to absorb the sunlight of a new nikah that is meant to cheer her up? Whether a woman is married or single, she is not spared from the human condition of pain, of fear, of disappointment, of frustration, of anguish, of sadness, of despair, and the dire need, natural need for companionship. From time to time, we all shall experience whatever Allah brings our way by way of trial, and the difference may only be in degrees, in sources, and in sorts. If you have never been in these shoes before, and you hear people talking about polygamy, you should just be quiet, because you have no idea of a woman that has enjoyed a beautiful marriage for many years. Her husband now dies because Allah called her husband. And the next thing she's thinking about is, I've enjoyed companionship all my life. For how long can I stay without a man and without a temptation? Hold that in your mind and hold that in your hand. That's one of the reasons why polygamy can be very, very difficult to understand. There's one more person that needs to heal. The wife needs to heal. The husband needs to heal. But one more person also needs to heal. That's the woman that is coming in. Most people don't even talk about her as if she doesn't matter. She's usually stigmatized as an intruder. People usually call her a husband snatcher. Sometimes they call her a gold digger. Sometimes they even call her a prostitute. She's subject to being treated as a stranger, as a third party, as a second-class woman, as an appendage, sometimes as a spare tire. Sometimes she's made to feel guilty for bringing chaos into an already peaceful home, as if she's coming to shatter the love, as if she's coming to scatter the affection, as if she's coming to adulterate the purity of their monogamous existence. She probably never wished for this. She could be a widow, and she could have been for long without a husband to marry. She could be divorced because she narrowly escaped from a toxic marriage that was going to ruin her faith and her hereafter. And now, why would we treat her like that? Some people even go to the existing wife, and they'll be consoling her as if somebody died. Hey, yeah, your husband is married. Hey, yeah, men are so cruel. They would demonize the wife that's coming in as if our home is already good, but this woman is coming to ruin it for us. This is not always the case. Most of the time, these women come in order to bring goodness to your lives without you realizing it. And number four, there are individual temperaments. On the mention of poly at all, not even Gabby, some women will readily be flexing and stressing. They will brandish brooms and slippers at anyone who indicates polygamy around their husband. Among such women are those whose psyches refuse polygamy. Their philosophies prohibit polygamy. It is as unimaginable as it is impossible. For them, polygamy is somewhere between no way and no how. They won't be the second wife, they won't be the third wife, they won't be the fourth wife, they will neither be the first nor the last. They will not share their husbands with any co-wife. They have no capacity to share what they consider theirs and theirs alone. My husband is my property, and nobody shares him with me. Look, these women have every right and freedom to feel the way they do, and they are as entitled to their positions as much as those who see polygamy as a divine way of addressing humanistic challenges or solving their personal problems. On the other hand, some men can't even imagine keeping up with more than one woman. He can't even separate quarrel between his sisters. So staying married to only one is okay for them. It's their choice also. Even with this, there are those men who can't and will not. And there are those who can't but would. Some should not and some must not. It is not an excuse for immorality, not an excuse for injustice or wanton oppression. It's a call to humanism for men who can and should. Husbands are not to be shared like Wi-Fi, and polygamy is not a secret endeavor. Sharing husband is not like sharing through Bluetooth. It can only be practiced and strictly within the context of marriage, with mutuality and maturity. Even with this that is said, those who want it will applaud it. Those who need it will practice it. Those who hate it will condemn it. Those who are two-faced will pretend not to hear. And those who are indifferent will just shrug it off. It's up to them. We cannot judge their Islam based on that, because they don't even get it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Download the Abdel Fattah DME app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.